Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, trying the Jeff Daniels sandwich. We'll have that coming up for you right after this.
Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Hi folks, Billy Mazing here, bringing you yet another one of my amazing made-for-TV offers exclusively to Bob and Tom Show listeners. Do you know someone who feels inclined to entertain everyone at every backyard cookout, get-together, or picnic by breaking out their out-of-tune banjo? Or maybe he just thinks the other guys in the band won't notice that he's playing a horribly out-of-tune banjo.
Oh.
Introducing my latest revolutionary Billy Mazing product that guarantees you won't have to listen to an out-of-tune banjo ever again.
No.
And it's easy to use. Just listen.
All right, guys, gather around. I've been working on this song. I think you're going to like it.
Oh, Ray, geez. Stop there, Ray. Tune that thing, will you?
Oh, man, is that out of tune again? Hang on, this will take just a second.
Hold on there, Ray. You know what? The guys and I all chipped in, and we were going to wait and give this to you for Christmas, but I think maybe...
Give it to him now!
Yeah, give it to him now. Come on! Yeah, good idea. Here, Ray, you'll never play that banjo out of tune again.
Oh, gee, thanks, fellas. Now, how's this thing work? Kind of looks like...
Here, let me show you. Just let me see how out of tune this thing is here. That's what I thought.
Will that fix it?
Oh, it'll fix it. Just watch this.
Hey, what are you doing?
That's right, folks. It's my new Billy Mazing Banjo Tuner Hammer. From the same Mazing engineers that brought you my revolutionary jar hammer that opens any jar quickly and easily. And the left-handed jar hammer, for you lefties, comes the incredible Banjo Tuner Hammer. Here's how it works. If the banjo is out of tune for just a few seconds, just pull out my amazing banjo tuner hammer and whammo! Problem solved. This is the last banjo tuner you'll ever buy, folks. You'll get peace of mind that can only come from peace and quiet. That, my friends, is priceless. But the Billy Mazing Banjo Hammer Tuner does have a price. How much would you pay?
$1,000! $5,000!
$10,000!
Ha ha ha! Not even close. Just listen.
The Billy Mazing Banjo Hammer Tuner is only $39.95 or three easy payments of $19.95 each plus shipping and handling of $59.95. At $9.95 for express delivery and include 5%, 7%, or 8% tax if you live in Florida, Idaho, Nebraska, or New York, respectively. Rhode Island residents don't even bother trying to order from us.
There you go, Ray. It's not out of tune anymore.
You bastard! That's just a stupid hammer!
That's not just any hammer. It's my amazing banjo tuner hammer. Wireless, battery-free, and if you order today, I'll even throw in free clear coat rust proofing. All you do is whack it and forget it.
Oh, damn it! Now I can't play my banjo anymore.
Yeah, we know, Ray. We know.
Thanks, Billy!
You're welcome. But wait, there's more. My amazing banjo tuner hammer works on practically any out-of-tune instrument.
Oh.
Guitars, trombones, harmonicas, and more. You name it, we maim it. But I'm not done yet.
No?
Have a bigger out-of-tuned instrument you need to take care of? Then try my amazing tuner sledgehammer.
Oh.
Just hit it and forget it. Pianos, accordions, cellos, church organs, theremins. Scary. Order today and I'll send you both items for only $149.95. That's amazing. And I should know because I'm Billy Mazing.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I believe it's sandwich time, Tom.
Yeah, you want to give the background on this, Christy?
Yeah, apparently Jeff Daniels, our friend, the actor, has a favorite sandwich. He was talking about it, what? Who was he talking with? Kimmel?
Colbert,
somebody.
Questionnaire, yeah.
Yeah, and it's, well, Jess, you tell us, because you put it together. It's his famous favorite sandwich.
Yeah, this is his go-to, and it is a pita pocket opened up with slathered in peanut butter, creamy peanut butter, Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce, and cheddar sour cream ruffles.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
So here we go.
I think you have to crunch. I think you have to
smash it.
You got to smash.
Oh, yes, yes, yeah. He does.
Want to see me smile?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Is that what you do with all your penis?
Oh, you do that
okay,
for the girl.
Okay, who's going to try it? Okay, Josh, you're taking a bite.
Yeah, it's good.
It is good.
Yeah.
And what's the sauce again? What is it?
Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce. I can't believe that you've never.
Yeah.
Well, didn't you go home and say you have it in your refrigerator?
Yeah, it is in the fridge. I've just never had it.
I have to be honest with you. You put a slice of ham on this. This would be really good. You need some ham.
Yeah.
Do you need more salt?
Always, but no, I just.
No, that would work.
I think it would work. A little bit of ham.
Oh, hey. Now,
this is nothing I'll make again.
Never.
But no. It is good.
Bacon. Would make this
bacon too. Bacon yeah, would make good this call. Fine.
Peanut butter and bacon.
Bacon or maybe some turkey.
The crunch is great.
Mm-hmm.
With the chips, not a bad idea, Jeff. Congratulations.
I guess you could just use plain potato chips if you wanted.
Now
right? They
make if you'd like they make a don't they make like a spicy Sweet Baby Ray?
They have four or five
different.
Yeah,
they have.
Yeah.
He's branched out.
This is just standard Sweet Baby Ray.
But it's you're getting the kick from the. What are the chips again?
They're
sour. No, yeah,
cheddar sour cream.
Yeah, they got
ruffles.
It is not bad.
The Sweet Baby Ray barbecue sauce is really good.
Yeah, throw in some bacon, maybe even some lettuce.
Okay,
no
lettuce.
Stop it.
Lettuce.
What do you mean stop?
You're messing it up.
Yeah.
Nobody wants greens
lettuce.
On this.
Lettuce is the unnecessary horns of sandwiches.
You don't even taste lettuce, do you?
No, I think it's water.
I mean, this isn't exactly health food. I would think the lettuce would make it a little healthier.
No, well, it's just water. You're not getting it.
There's no nutritional benefits of lettuce.
You know what? Lettuce, that'll
serve. Yeah, that'll help.
Well, I can see I don't have a quorum, so your votes don't count.
Why not some sprouts?
I'm anti-sprout.
Oh, really?
I like sprouts. Bean sprouts or alfalfa?
Which any kind are those the ones? Don't they have salmonella or something?
Oh yeah, loaded.
Those the one always getting caught.
They're mostly salmonella.
Hi, this is Arnold Farquhar, the Sprouts League. Can I speak to Tom Griswold?
Please? What they're full of spirochetes or something? That's some medical thing I read about.
Jesus.
Well, thanks for making them. You're really eating that whole thing.
I'm so hungry today.
It's time now to check in with Christy Lee. What have you got over there?
Well, what do you want to talk about? Researchers, let's get this out of the way because I know we've teased it for 2 days. In Oxford, have been studying the great tits for 75 years. The so-called Tit Project discovered something unusual. A unique feature of the birds known as the great tits and their bird songs.
Now, do we have a photograph of some great tits?
Look how pretty that is.
Just so pretty.
What a beautiful bird.
It's a bird. It's kind of got a mustard yellow. Yeah. With gray, blue, and white.
No matter how beautiful a bird is, just remember, they have no control over their bowels. They just go whenever they go. They don't sit down. They don't plan it. They don't grab it.
They don't use a litter box.
They don't grab a newspaper. Just mid-flight.
bird feeder people know this.
Yep. Oh, believe me, I know this.
Oh yeah.
You want to put it far away from the patio?
It's next to the deck, kind of. To the back a little.
Now, let me tell you something.
You got a power washer?
Yes, I do.
Don't have one of those Wi-Fi bird feeders that take pictures of the birds when they come and eat. You're missing the boat.
I gave those for gifts to a lot of people this year.
Oh, I forgot I had that one. I bought three others. My fault.
So I'm sorry. So the Oxford University in the UK.
Trash again.
This is actually called the Tit Project.
Yeah.
What was unusual about these birds?
According to the BBC, the long-running research project took place in Witham Woods near Oxford. Officially, the scientific endeavor titled the Wyndham Woods Tit Project. They found that the great tits of a similar age sing remarkably similar songs. Wow.
This reminds me of John Fox's old bit.
Are you kidding me?
Remember John Fox's piece about there was a commercial, I think it was for Dove dishwashing liquid. Remember this? And it was, can you tell?
No, it wasn't Dove. It was Ivory. It was Ivory dish soap. Yes.
Yeah, can you tell? That she doesn't have dishwasher hands anymore.
Oh, dishpan hands?
Yeah. And her hands look just like her daughter's.
And they showed her daughter's hands and her hands, and they were the older woman's hands, the mom's hands were not affected by years of dishwashing.
John Fox used to say, and whip out her boobs, I'll tell you who's the older one. Context.
The birds, which live for 3 to 4 years on average, continue to sing out-of-date tunes as they grow older. In contrast, young great tits prefer to learn the latest songs and sing those instead.
So latest songs.
So, you mean like,
so each generation has its own tune.
So apparently. The essence of it is the older birds.
Right.
This is just like people.
Right. Yeah.
You know, what's your jam? It's often whatever you got into when you were a teenager or whatever.
Sure.
You love those old songs. I think it's
weird.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And with a name like that, I hope they had the research group had t-shirts. And,
is that a slang term over there as well?
That's a good question. Tom, do you know that answer?
I don't know the answer to that. I would think so.
I would think.
I think it's
don't
pretty
know.
Universal.
Hmm.
I don't know. Okay. I can certainly make a call and find
I think
it.
They call them breasticles in England.
Breasticles.
Oh. Oh. Yeah.
Or just chest.
May I have a piece of chest?
I have a piece of chest. I know it's chichis in Mexican.
I will never.
If you're in Mexico.
Yes.
Mexico.
Speaking of birds, on a related note, two women from Texas are in custody for allegedly using a drone to fly plastic bird decoys filled with contraband into a Louisiana prison.
You know what? That is a great girlfriend and or wife, okay?
The Grand Parish Sheriff's Office said the women were being paid $40,000 to smuggle drugs, phones, and tobacco using fake crows attached to drones.
I stand corrected. You know what that is? Commerce is what that is.
Yeah. Man.
So, I would imagine this is going to be a big thing from now on because drone technology has gotten so cheap and anybody can fly one.
They look like crows, these little decoys. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
That's awesome.
So they just drop that crow off of the drone. So it looks like a falling crow into the yard.
Yep. And inside.
So
your pills and your
wouldn't
smokes.
It be
tobacco?
Far less expensive to actually get a dead crow and.
But how would you get it over there?
Hollow it out. The drone would pick it up.
So then I'm confused. Then do you shove that up your ass?
Yes.
when am I going to learn? You really you can't talk to him about any subject without.
I just looked over and he's just smiling.
He's laughing so hard he's crying.
That really is kind of clever.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's not bad.
So
they used to hit tennis balls, and you'd open the tennis ball up and put stuff in there. And
that's not bad. But what happened to guard towers?
Yeah.
As soon as something flies over that wall, can't you just shoot it down?
Well, you you pay the guards off.
Oh,
they got a little. Taste. Mm. Sure. They wet the beak.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So I would think could they do it at night? Maybe they're not out in the yard.
Yeah, nobody. But if a crow, the next day you go out and there's a dead crow sitting there.
Right.
So to speak.
Uh-huh.
Belly full of drugs?
Yeah.
But this is, this shows that it's important to have women working in STEM and learning math and science.
being able to
eviscerate a crow and fill it with heroin send it over the wall.
With you saying that, I realize women are people too. Thank you, Tom.
Jess, you want to take them?
No, I'm done. I don't. There's nothing you can do with them anymore.
Isn't that nice?
Them.
You have a song about this, Pat?
No, you asked me to do a song about the last story, and boy, did I misinterpret that.
What? Which one?
The TIT.
You did. The bird thing?
So I'm sitting there like, ooh.
Well, maybe we should hear it. We can tell you.
Yeah, there you go.
Song about TITS?
Yes.
See where you made a mistake.
Wait, are you being serious, or is this a setup?
I know. I'm really confused.
I was thinking of blackbird smuggling in the dead of night.
That's not bad.
Do you have a song or not?
About what?
Whatever.
TITS?
Yes.
About the birds? The famous birds they're studying in England? The...
You asked me to sing a song about TITS, and I just...
All right.
Okay.
Got a gal named Barbara. Barbara O'Brien is her name.
I see.
She's very intoxicating. I'm like a moth to a flame.
That always been her name?
I haven't had.
Oh. You know, depending on how things are going.
What are you doing?
The name changes.
Being a guy?
I haven't had a drink in 15 years. I walk a very straight line. But if Barbara O'Brien's boobs were booze. I've been loaded all of the time. Kazoo would come in nice right now. Do you have your kazoo for the next time? Not now. I've never been a boob man, and I don't mean to objectify. That's nice. I stay sober, baby. Oh, heaven knows I try. I go to my AA meetings, but all I think about are her double D's. Oh, if Barbara O'Brien's boobs were booze, I'd wake up with the DTs. There you go. Closer to the mic.
You guys know my dilemma here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, I do.
If I was closer to the mic, what would have happened?
He would have come in.
I would have been too close to the mic.
Oh, my God. Pat and I simultaneously.
So loud.
And melodically pointed out that you were way back.
If Barbara's boobs were booze, I'd be bombed every day. If Iraq was full of wine, I'd go from teetotaler to sommelier. Got a gown and Barbara. It's Barbara now, chick. Barbara O'Brien is her name.
Barbara.
Why don't you keep playing so paddle forget and use the name you used to use before?
No.
Oh, I could slip at any minute and be in trouble with that. Well, I hope that was muffled or I'm in trouble.
Again.
But if her tatas were Tito's and I had me a sip, I'd fall off the wagon with one little nip. If her chichis were full of tequila, I'd lick the salt, squeeze those limes. Oh, Barbara O'Brien's boobs were booze. I'd be loaded all of the time. Barbara O'Brien. Hello, yeah. You talking about you, if Barbara O'Brien's boobs were booze, I'd be smashed, totally it-faced, all of the time. One more time, Josh.
Bring
it
home, baby.
Come on, Josh. Bring it home,
Josh. Yeah. Yes, sir.
I can't tell how muffled it is. Is it not very?
No, not very. No.
It was like Peter Frampton. Yeah. Do you feel like we do? You could hear it.
We fill it in.
We got every.
I have my first text.
Well, hopefully, that was very funny and sweet.
That was very nice.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.